This is our 10-year anniversary as a ministry. We began in 2004 on Easter Sunday over at Butler County College. Now five locations later, a lot of missions and a lot of people come through. About 1,000 or more people have come through and friends and been sent and gone for various reasons and stayed. And now Wichita and all that we're doing, it's been an awesome 10 years. And we're just humbled by the Lord's faithfulness and grace that with such a weak little people and a weak little ministry that he's using us in a micro part in his macro plan. And I truly am humbled and thankful today about that. I wanted to kind of make a vision statement that's so simple but clear. The Lord has been putting on my heart as I've been thinking about the last 10 years and the 10 years to come, this passage in Ezekiel 47, you'll remember it. It's an eschatological passage that probably has to do with the millennial kingdom and the temple of the Lord when Jesus restores it. But it has been used in a metaphorical way many times for the church, and I think it's good hermeneutic still to do that. But it says, "Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, the water was issuing below the threshold of the temple toward the east. And the water was flowing down from below and south the end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar." This is in Jerusalem that he's speaking of, Ezekiel seeing this vision. "And then he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gates and faces the east. And behold, the water was trickling out on the south side, going on the eastward with a measuring line in his hand. The man measured 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was ankle deep. And again he measured 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. And again he measured 1,000 and led me through water that was waist deep. And again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that could not be passed through, for the water had risen, and it was deep enough to swim in, and a river that could not be passed through. And wherever the river goes," verse 9, "every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh, so everything will live where the river goes." This, again, is a great prophetic passage about the end time correction of the bowls of judgment and the trumpets that spoil the waters on planet Earth. Read the book of Revelation. Jesus will land on the Mount of Olives. He'll set up his temple, his throne in the temple, restored in Jerusalem, literal Jerusalem, and waters will go forth, it says, in Zechariah, and refresh the earth. But we also believe that this is talking about in a type of the church, that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and there is to be an ever-increasing flow of water of the Spirit out of our lives. In this vision, it starts at ankle deep, goes knee deep, waist deep, and then it becomes a raging river that gives life to everything it touches. In my humble opinion, I've been hearing this phrase from the Spirit, we've been in ankle deep water, but we're about to go to knee deep. The Lord's vision is for waist deep and is a raging river of life, but we've had some impact. We've had some measure of presence of the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean that in any kind of negative way, belittling what's happening, but to me, it's about ankle deep. We've had presence and movement of the Spirit, but we long for more. And I want to say this. I believe with all of my heart that the central focus of this ministry is to be filled with, led by, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. I don't mean that in an evangelical, charismatic, Pentecostal, I don't mean it in any way except the Bible way. I believe that the Holy Spirit is the great gift of Jesus to the church. The blood fixes my problem. It's the means to the end. It cleanses a temple that should have been the dwelling place of God, and now the Spirit can come within us, and especially within our corporate expression together. We want to embrace the revealed apostolic strategy for the advancement of the glory and the government of Jesus. And that strategy, according to Jesus, is the gift and person of the Holy Spirit. At 46, about to be 47, I'm as hopeless as I've ever been in ministry that I can get anything done with my zeal or my energy. I can make a stir, but it's just a stir, and it usually ends up in the flesh, and we don't get much done. The only way that kingdom things get done is through the apostolic strategy of the Holy Spirit. What I mean by that is that Jesus said, you know, go to all the world, and then he says, wait. You remember that? Go, but wait until you are baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit. And to unschooled, ordinary men, they are empowered with the Holy Spirit to go forth and to turn the world upside down, even while they're being killed. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the courage. The Holy Spirit is the one who transforms the human heart. We will appeal to the mind. We will appeal to the emotions. We're gonna try to organize a little bit here and there, but I tell you, all of that is dead stuff. It really is. If the life-giving work of the Holy Spirit doesn't touch a human soul, it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal the resurrected Jesus to a human being. It takes the Holy Spirit to change idolatrous appetites into heavenly godly appetites. It takes the Holy Spirit. We can think all we want. We can emote all we want. We can will all we want from our soul. But it takes the anointing. For the flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. So my prayer in these days is in accordance with Zechariah 4:6, in the days of restoration with Zerubbabel. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord, Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, energy you can stir up, not by your intelligence, not by power, all your best strengths, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Gives that to Zerubbabel in the time of restoration when weakness was upon them and they're having to restore in the midst of enemies. I tell you, we want the Holy Spirit. We want the flow of the Holy Spirit. Gifts, fruits, all that are the easy part. The hard part is getting individual human beings to be filled with and submitted to the Holy Spirit, to move by his leading and everything. That's the deal. That's the deal. Giving up our own rulership and letting him rule. And I'm hoping and praying that he'll do that for you individually, and he'll do that with us as a community. We've made a scratch of influence on the school systems here, on the city. 10 years, you take me back 10 years and I had higher hopes. I really did. But I'm thankful for every soul that's been touched and every impact we've had. But you know, you come and you got all this vision and this strength and you're thinking and dreaming. But I know this, that what all that's happened that's good has been by the Holy Spirit, and there's nothing more good that's going to happen except by the Spirit. We need a visitation of the Holy Spirit to touch the high schools and the middle schools and Butler County College. And so I pray that you will all be focused with me, and the Lord will help us. So let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for 10 years of faithfulness. Thank you for sermons preached and worship sung and missions sent and food packed and relationships built and marriages saved and orphans adopted. What a 10 years. And I'm thankful for it. But I hear your call to not despise the days of small beginnings. We praise you for them. But Lord, we're longing in these last days and in the next 10 years for greater impact for the sake of your glory and your government. Greater impact for the sake of Jesus' name. And we stand here today with weak wisdom in our hearts, praying that you would fill us and baptize us afresh with the presence of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that we're sealed, but I know you've called us to be filled and be being filled. May we be a spiritual family full of the Holy Spirit. May you bring a visitation of the Holy Spirit here into El Dorado, Wichita, and to the ends of the earth. Lord, we recognize it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.